It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
What's up, folks? Just wanted to give you a little brief intro on this particular podcast. This was a conversation that Travis, also known as Duathman, and I had. He is in the process of spinning up a podcast, and he had a couple of questions for me. And so we jumped onto a Zoom call, and I actually recorded our conversation to put this out as a podcast. I did get his permission prior to putting this out, but I just want to kind of give you some context in terms of what you're actually going to hear here. There's a couple times where we are referring to things where we are sharing on a screen, which obviously, if you're listening to this, you're not going to be able to see that. I don't even think I'm going to put this out as a video podcast. So again, just for some context, that's what it is that you're looking for. Enjoy the podcast, folks. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude, what's up?
How you doing?
Oh, doing good. I can't believe this is the first time I had to talk to you.
It's crazy, isn't it? I was thinking, I'm like, God, I don't think I've ever talked to Travis. How you doing, man?
I know. Yeah, I live in Nashville now, and I used to live in Birmingham for the longest time. And
okay.
That's where I met Fran Pro one time.
And okay.
I don't know if Thomas Cornelius, like Corn 69.
Yeah.
And G-Man with Birmingham.
Okay.
Is G-Man posting anymore?
You know what? I don't think so. I'd have to look. I kind of stick to my groups. I go in and kind of do my thing. And, you know, I don't think so, though. I get it every once in a while. I get like a Facebook message from him or like a group me or something like that. But no, I can't say that I've seen him on roll lately.
Because he was one of the gung ho ones, you know, like
everything. Oh, yeah. He
posted like 10 times a day or something.
Oh, yeah.
For the longest time. So yeah, I had a really good group in Birmingham. Here in Nashville, there's a guy named Auburn something.
Okay.
Yep. I've met him, and obviously, what's the guy from Texas that goes to every damn meeting that exists?
Seabird.
Yeah.
Seabird.
Yeah. He comes through like once a year. So I'll meet him out at dinner or something like that.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So when did you move to Nashville?
It's 2016.
Okay.
October of 2016. So I quit. My quit date is June 5th, 2013. I'm a retread. So
okay.
I originally quit in 2011 or stopped in 2011.
Yep.
And I went 100 days and then just fell off. I didn't post anymore. I like you're doing now, just going in, posting role and leaving.
Yeah.
You may look around. That's all I was doing. And I was brand new to quitting. And I just like, okay, I'm 100 days, I'm done. So I stopped posting and I think I caved at like probably 180, something like that. And then came crawling back June 5th, posted day one. And dude, I did not realize KTC would blow up like it did.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. Like people actually look at these things and realize that, yeah, I'm crawling back. Yeah.
And oh yeah. So, yeah.
So I vowed from that moment to be the last person in my group posting role. And
there you go.
I am. I'm the last one. And I will continue to be the last one because I'm not just one day at a time. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about the only one, the last one in my group too. Every once in a while I'll get somebody that'll pop. And like, I know they're still quit and cause I still talk to them, but I haven't, I mean, most of them haven't posted role in, I mean, years at this point, which was, you know, such a bummer, but it is what it is at this point. Yeah. So.
No, because not moving on, but the podcast, I'm going to do three things that has impacted my life more than anything above and beyond anything else. One of them is my quitting.
Okay.
And the ability to suck it up, white knuckle it, the nicotine has influenced my ability to correct my diet in a way that I think I rely on that experience to do anything today.
I will help you however I can because I don't know if you've listened to like the Kill the Can podcast or like some of the I have struggled so bad with my weight with drinking, with like, so just to give you a little context, I was, when I graduated high school, now again, that's 100 years ago, but I, you know, I was a competitive swimmer.
Yes.
And so I graduated high school at probably, 5'8", 170 pounds, like shredded. I was a distance swimmer.
Yeah,
so I had, I had like 6% body fat,
Ridiculous.
Then, you stop swimming 8 miles a day, start drinking 8 beers a day in college, like eat like garbage, this, that, and the other thing. And I weigh 100 pounds more than I did when I graduated from high school.
Right.
And yep. I mean, it is to say that it has weighed, no pun intended, on me is, I mean, and it's funny, my wife will be like, she'd be like, why can't you, you clearly kind of flipped that switch in your mind when it came to dipping and nicotine. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you do the same thing when it comes to weight loss or your health or this, that, and the other thing? So, I will absolutely, I cannot wait to hear what you have because I,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm beyond needing help, So
like Greg, what you did when you quit dipping, quit nicotine, you educated yourself. I'm not saying that we're not educated on diet, exercise, nutrition, yeah. But like, what is health? Like, what do we describe when I say I'm healthy or a healthy person died from COVID? What in the hell are they talking about? Like, right. What is health? It's a lot of things. Clearly it's like stress, sleep, diet, exercise, all these things working together, but it's 95% of your health is based on your diet.
Okay.
And it's like, wow, I had no idea that literally I can't go into the pantry anymore. I'm 48. If I went back to what I was eating at 35, mm-hmm. I would be on high blood pressure medication. I would be almost diabetic because I was a runner and a biker and I was like had high A1C. Why? Like this made no sense. So it was clearly, like you say, I hit a switch. There was a threshold that I reached at a certain age to where I could not metabolize the energy that I was consuming every single day. And I'm not opposed to one-off, not like dipping. You can't do a one-off, but right. If you want to have a drink, if you want to have a Big Mac, don't do it every single day. Do it once a month. Do it. You've got to, it's not something that we can do anymore and be healthy. Now, if you want to pill yourself to death, I don't think you do. That's why you're interested in your health,
yeah.
Because you think there's a better way to do it. And yeah, that's unfortunate. That's our society today is just to take pills to fix whatever it is. We rely on the doctor, the top 20 medical schools, 0 over 8 years will a doctor study anything about nutrition. It's not taught in medical schools. That's according to a U.S. News and World Report on the top 20 medical schools in this country. Doctors don't know nutrition.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when you go into medical school, you choose one of 42 specialties. You don't know the human body, right? And that's where like somebody that's like in a functional medicine role, I would be more inclined to go somebody like that that's going to look at a root cause, like what is causing the high blood pressure, not treating the high blood pressure. And that's sure. What a cardiologist or, an internal medicine doctor is going to do is treat the cause or treat the symptom, not the cause.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And we really, yeah. So it's a lot of education. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. There's a lot of different podcasts out there and who knows where it'll go. But I'm just, I started listening to podcasts years ago by walking. And yep. That's what I'm hoping for people. I don't know. That's how I listen to podcasts when I walk around and walk outside, walk the dog and just be active and listen to podcasts. So I'm hoping that's what, we
that's awesome.
Something
that's yeah so tell me like how can I help answer what can I point you to
when you talk to Waze panel I listened to that one
okay
you did that you sound like you were in your car how did you record that I guess or what did you do
so I use when I'm talking to somebody I use Zoom. Okay. So like this Zoom call, I'm actually recording whether or not I put it out as a podcast, I certainly wouldn't put it out without asking you, but like just when I fire up my Zoom, it automatically records it. It'll spit out a video and it'll spit out audio. Okay. Then two separate files. Yep.
Okay.
So then if I want to, I will open up, and most of the time I'll do this with the podcast, the audio podcast, I will use, I use GarageBand. Okay. So I'll actually open up, I'll import that audio file into GarageBand. You know, I'll put the little intro and the outro on it. And then I'll spit out from there, I'll spit out an MP3 file, which is what I upload into Podbean, which is the podcast platform. You can't upload, like if you want to upload to YouTube or Vimeo or Rumble, you have to use a video file. So you can't just upload an MP3. If you don't have a video file, what you can do is you can convert an MP3 into an MP4, which you can then upload as a video file if you want to do that.
Right now I tried to do like videos and put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram. Yep. And of course those files are a little bit different. One for the other. I was like, this is confusing. I prefer podcast, but that's just me. I don't know if I'm old school and need to get with the times.
I do too. And it's funny. So what I will, like, for the Kill the Can podcast, and I actually do it for, I have another pod that I record with a buddy of mine. So I do the same thing there. Nice. We will record, like I said, via Zoom, get the audio and video file, and then I'll upload both to YouTube and Rumble. So I've got the same file effectively three places.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many people will listen to an audio podcast, but do it via YouTube or Rumble, or, you know, those kind of things. So even though there's literally nothing there, like that quote, it is a video file, but it's literally just the photo of the cover, right? Like there's nothing, you're not watching.
So it's not a video.
No, it's like, it's literally just a still frame of the cover of the podcast. That's all. Now, if I wanted to, like, since we're recording this particular conversation and it's an actual video, I could upload that too. I very rarely do that though.
Right. Yeah. So I'm wondering, can you send me the file, the audio file of this conversation?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Because I did use Audacity. I don't know if you've heard of that. I have no
idea. I have.
Is that a good one?
I would have to look at it. I'm assuming they all kind of do the same thing. I'm on a Mac, so that's built into the program that I use. Is I'm sure Audacity will do. Basically, all you need is something that can strip out and spit out an audio file, an MP3 file.
If I'm traveling, let's say, and I want to do a meeting like this, I have an iPhone and I can do the Zoom app, I guess, is how you did it.
Yep, I did. Exactly.
And then I could just... I don't know how to get it from my phone then to the desktop or the laptop.
Yeah. So it depends on the type of Zoom account you have. But when you are like, I have a paid.
Okay. I pay.
Okay. So it will create a file for you on your phone when you're recording that. And you can then take that file off your phone and put it onto your computer.
Okay.
So when you're recording something on your phone, there actually is a file there that lives on your phone that you can. The other thing too is I'm guessing it might just be tweaking a setting or two in your Zoom account. You might be able to log into your Zoom account on your computer and see that file. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was wondering. Because if it's in Zoom, it's on the phone or the app.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. So it's entirely possible that you are recording that. And again, I don't remember. You might have to like record it to set it to record to the cloud in order for that to work. But you can absolutely do that. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And did you, when you were traveling and recording, were you just on your like earbuds or what did you do?
You talking about like that specific conversation with Waste Panel?
Well, I guess whether two remote people. So how did you record?
Yeah. So those, if you're going to have a conversation with another person, you need to have some platform that you're both connected to. Right. So in this case, it would be Zoom. You would both have to dial into the Zoom to be able to hear both. When I record podcasts, you know, and it's just me kind of talking, I just use the voice memo on my phone and I record it that way, just sitting in my car when I'm, you know, driving back and forth wherever. And then I'll export that file And then I do the same thing. I open up GarageBand, put the intro and the outro, and then upload it the same way. Yeah.
That's awesome. And your intro and outro, did you find a file, the music that you liked or whatever it was?
So the voice on that intro is actually a quitter. He's a professional voice actor.
Oh,
yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And so, yeah, so he did that for me. But yeah, it's the same kind of, yeah, I mean, in theory, you can use any, now there, you get into licensing stuff. If you're going to find a piece of music, that's like an actual piece of music, that one, not he working. Actually, yeah, he, I just told him, hey man, I need something real quick, you know, like a 2 or 3 second on the front and he sent that to me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat. Like your mic right now, would you, if you were at home doing a podcast, would you record through that?
Yeah. This is the one I'm sitting in my home office. So yeah, that's what I use. Like I said, when I'm in my car, I don't use anything. It's just like, I just talk, you know, into the voice recorder.
Right.
And that's actually running through my stereo system in my car. Sometimes
like I'm the wearing quality. Yeah. The quality is good. Right. I mean,
yeah, it is.
So when would you be like, I see people using those mics. You paid for that. Like how much better is it than just the headphone?
You know what? It really, if you're in a quiet room, it's almost, you almost can't really tell, you know, like if you know, I tell you, I have recorded, I recorded one or two podcasts from my office downtown at work, and I didn't have my standalone mic. So I was only wearing, and the quality wasn't as good. Just doesn't, you know, I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, you can still listen to it. In fact, if you want, I can figure out which episode was which, and I'll send you the links to them so you can kind of hear the difference.
Let me know which episodes.
But yeah, it's really kind of your tolerance, like what, you know, what you're okay with in terms of, you know, does it sound okay for you? I had a conversation. Let's see which one with Cristobal, and maybe episode 2 or 3 of the Kill the Can podcast. And he's actually got like a studio where it's really kind of cool. It's all what he built it. It's all wood. So it's very quiet. It's like sound deadening. And so he goes in there and he was talking without a mic. But again, since he's in kind of that room, wow. You know, he's got no echo. It's the sound was very pure and very clean too. So, you know, it just boils down to what you want it to sound like, how much quote unquote production value you want to put to it.
Right. I'm waiting on Apple to approve my podcast. I think Google's the same way. And of course there's the other ones on Podbeam that pretty much was instantaneous, right? Yep. I sent it to them and they approved it. Your traction, do you notice one way versus another way is more, I guess, is more efficient at getting traction?
I haven't noticed, but I also haven't looked. And what I mean by that is like, I'm going to put the podcast out regardless. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to just put it out. And then like as it grows or if it grows, I'm okay with it being organic. You know what I mean? So like I said, I will say I get more quote unquote interaction off of the videos on YouTube than I do like via the Podbean platform itself. I think though, that's probably because I already had kind of an established channel on YouTube. Right. So like they're automatically seeing that, but I don't know, like, I wouldn't say that like people are listening to it more on one channel than the other. I'll be honest with you, Travis, I have not really even gone to look at the metrics, like to see, are more people listening to it on Spotify versus Apple versus Pod. I don't know. I probably should. It's embarrassing to say that. Yeah. I haven't looked, but I just really haven't looked.
Right. And I'm wondering, like on YouTube, are people checking you out? What video are you producing on there? I don't know if I'm familiar with it. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, it's the Kill the Can channel. And again, it's literally just the export out of. So it's literally just a picture of the cover of the podcast. And that's it. Like, and the audio. Yeah.
That is so weird. How people want to listen because they have to. Yeah. I mean, so they would rather watch a YouTube video And some phones, I'm sure, like if you minimize it, the video stops.
It stops. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if like, if people are, I don't know, maybe they're sitting at their desk and they've got one window open with YouTube over here and they're doing their work and they're just listening to it. Cause again, there's, I can send you some links. There's literally nothing to look at. It's just, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where is it? Share screen, host disabled participant sharing. I was going to show you what it was doing, Podbean doing for like Spotify. It's telling me to upgrade my account to a paid, which is fine. It seems like I'm getting nickel and dime to death with life, I guess. You know, and I'm like, last thing I want to do is sign up for another yearly program or whatever, you know. But I is that just one of those things where you're just going to have to pay to get it on Spotify?
I don't know. I just made it so you can share. You should be able to share your screen if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did. Let's do this. Which one do we want to go to? All right. Go away.
Okay.
Are we good?
I can see your Google. Yep.
Okay. Going to Podbean.
Okay. All
right. Ah, crap. I may have to sign in.
Yeah, you're looking at your just the show page, not the screen.
Yeah. I found Podbean yesterday. So
oh, did you? Okay. I've been pretty happy with it. You know, I tell you, it's funny. When I was looking, so I started my personal podcast at the beginning of the pandemic just as a way to like keep myself sane, right? And I came to Podbean through some buddies that had been on the platform for several years, and you know, and I did some kind of cursory research about podcasting apps, and like they're all pretty much the same. And I've been pretty happy with Podbean. So
I click on Spotify and it tells me to upgrade. So
Podbean is an official pass through partner. If you would like to, please upgrade your account to the unlimited audio or above plans. What Podbean plan do you have?
Free one.
Okay. I do pay for my Podbean plan. So maybe that must be the difference.
Yeah. Thing. It's just Spotify. And I think Samsung's the same way if I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. See, it says upgrade to unlimited plan to activate.
Yeah. Now I will say, and it did not exist when I started my podcasts. Spotify now, I believe, has a free version where they will host your podcast for you. And I think it's just spotify.com/podcasters or /podcast. You may want to check that out. That might like, are you wanting to get to Spotify for a specific reason, or you just want to be able to get it across many platforms? You can.
Mentioned it. I'm like, oh, I'm creating a podcast. And she was like, oh, cool. I can find you on Spotify.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, no, how about Apple Podcasts? Try that one. Yeah.
Right. So you might want to try that. Like that might be a way, if you don't want to pay for Podbean, you might be able to do the free version of Podbean, which will still get you into Apple. But then if you want to also put it on Spotify, you would just have to take the same file and upload it to the free version of Spotify. You could do, it's an extra step for you. Now I will say, and I don't remember why, but there was a reason that because I started with the free version of Podbean as well. And there came a point where there was a reason that I was like, okay, I need to pay for it now. And I don't remember what it was. I don't remember if it was like the number of podcasts or the length of, like there was a reason where I was like, oh shit, like I have to pay, you know, to get it done. Might have been the length of the podcast. I'll go back.
I think a monthly max on
the
amount of podcast time you can do.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe that's what it was.
5 hours a month or something like that.
Okay. That might be what it was then, because Like my other show, my buddy and I, we talk, we'll sit down and we'll talk for, you know, 2 or 3 hours about a movie franchise or a, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, that made me think of something. Can you have two different podcasts on one, that one account?
Within Podbean, no, I don't think you can. I think that's part of the reason that I was paying for them too. Because I actually
I
have two
mean,
different shows.
paid. Oh, you have two, you have to pay two different.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I pay it yearly, so it's been a while since I've gotten an invoice from them.
Yeah, because my wife was like, "Oh, I would like to do." She's a family childhood minister at our church,
Oh,
and she
okay.
was like, "Oh, I'd love to do like a faith podcast." I'm like,
Yeah.
"There you go." But then I'm
Yeah.
like, "Oh, I have to pay for her too, you know?"
Right. Now, what, let me ask you this. How often are you planning on putting out a show, and like how long are they going to be?
Yeah, I'm thinking initially like every other week and probably no more than 30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Because if it's just me rambling, I can get to the point pretty damn quick. You
Right.
know,
Okay.
I
Yeah.
don't exaggerate and try to just stretch it out by rambling. So.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, I mean, it's funny, right? So you've got kind of two spectrums, right? You've got like the Joe Rogans of the world that'll go every day for 3.5 hours, right, on one topic or with one person. And then you've got on the other end of the spectrum, like I don't know, there's a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk that I listen to. It's about, he's a business pod, and he'll put out like a 3-minute podcast, you know, but he'll put out like 40 podcasts a month. You know what I mean? Like he, like, so,
Now that would be, yeah, that's one spec. That's cool.
I will say like the most recent, you know, Kill the Can podcasts have been, you know, you've listened to them 12 minutes, 15 minutes, those kind of things. And I do those just 'cause I'm kind of, you know, it's either I'm responding to a specific question from a quitter or there's a specific topic that I wanted to talk about and those kind of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you're putting them out how often? Is it like every other week, aren't you?
Yeah, every, you know, I should be better about like trying to be consistent. The last couple weeks I've been doing them once a week. You know, I went, you know, but like last summer I went, I took like 6 or 8 weeks off, which is terrible. I shouldn't have, but I just got busy. And, in fact, you mentioned Nashville. I'm going to be down in Nashville, in June. My boy plays travel baseball. There's a big travel tournament down there. So yeah, so I'll let you know when I'm in town. Yeah.
Let's hook up.
Yeah,
Definitely.
for sure.
That's awesome. Okay.
Let's see.
What else can you, what else? I've kind of blurted everything I knew,
No,
so.
I mean it, yeah, like I said, I mean, so have you recorded your first episode and you're just waiting for
Yes.
Apple?
So
You have. Okay.
literally I just did a 1 minute, hey, this is Travis and this is what my
Okay.
podcast is about, and honestly just to see if this works.
Okay.
And I published it and sent it out everywhere, and it, yeah, so it's on there.
Okay. All right, cool. I will go subscribe to it.
Okay, I am. Well,
And
appreciate it. Hang on, let's go back to, yeah, you know where, you know about this thing better than I do. So there it is,
okay.
I guess.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, and so I did. Where do I show you who I followed you,
Okay.
so I hell if I know how to find it.
I think it's probably under your profile, would be my guess. Me pull up my
Oh, what a,
podcast app.
oh, there we are. See,
There you go. Okay.
yeah,
Got
see
it.
it. Yeah, I'm following one. I have no
Perfect.
followers. Nobody likes
Well,
my podcast.
I'm gonna rectify that here very, very shortly.
Yeah.
How's your quit treating you, man? What are you on? 3,900 days, something like that?
Yeah, 3902.
That's
So
amazing.
yeah, I'm not, I probably average 6.8 out of 7 days a week
Okay. All right.
posting. I used to be like, I can't miss a day, right? I
Right.
just can't do it. I think I went over like maybe 1500 days without missing, but
That's
I don't know
awesome.
how. I just on a weekend I may just forget about it, but
Yeah.
I had a friend of my cousin actually quit tobacco dip, and he texted me. He's like, "Man, how you been? I've been quit for 6 years." And I was like, "Dude, I'm like over 10." I was like, "But I'm at 3902 and my date is June 5th, 2013." He's like, "Holy crap, I just try to forget about it."
Like, really? Okay.
It's worked for him and it's worked for me.
Yeah,
I still go back to those intros in which like what would it take? And that's where it's almost leads into nutrition. I guess at what point will you say, I need to fix my health? Like, what is the moment? What is that line in the sand? And it's that way with dip. Like, what would it take for me to dip again?
Sure.
Like at what moment, right? And you've got to prepare yourself if that moment should occur. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And I mean, what is the worst thing that could happen to a person? Their child dies, right? I think that was one of those I saw in the intro or whatever, like, you idiot, you caved, and so-and-so, his daughter died, and he didn't quit.
Right.
And damn, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is always a possibility. And also saw that on like Twitter, like, what's the closest you've ever come to death? And somebody posted drinking the night that my kid died.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I could imagine. Yeah,
right.
I could see.
I tell you, so I've got three boys. My wife and I have been married 25 years. We got a 17-year-old, 15, and a 9-year-old. And just the other day,
I'm 17, 15 as well. So,
are you, okay. So you feel that pain, right? So, yep. So just last week, the girls high school basketball coach at our local school here, they got four kids. The entire family's in the car, and they get in a car accident, and the 9-year-old kid doesn't make it. And I can't even fathom, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not supposed to be that way.
It's not. No, it's not. So let me ask you this. What is your, and I should know this and I just don't, I'm sorry. What's your background? Like, you're coming at this, are you coming at this from a professional standpoint? Are you coming at, like, do you have training in this? Like, what's your,
as far as the health
side of things? Yeah.
Well, no, clearly I would love to be still in construction, building houses. Ever since the housing crisis of 2008, 2009 right. happened, I've been looking to get out of it. And I have, pretty much, I'm still kind of in the business. When I got married, I was like, my wife was into running. I was into running. And so I've done a half Ironman. I've done a marathon. I tried to qualify for Boston in my first marathon. That's the only one I've done. So I've done several half marathons, but I fell into that chronic cardio, that running, biking, some swimming, right, to make it a triathlon. And that's when I turned 40, I'm 48 now. When I turned 40, I was training for a half marathon and I couldn't lose weight. I couldn't drop weight like I normally did. And the treadmill, like, I was literally running with a heart rate monitor and running at like 185, 190 for an hour. Like,
wow.
When I got done, I'm like, this makes no sense. Like, this cannot be healthy. This is not good for me. I
right.
can't lose weight. There's got to be a better way to look better, train for a marathon or a half marathon. And so I told my wife, I was like, my dad's leaner than I am. He's on blood pressure medication. I was like, maybe I'm at that age, right? I'm 40. Let's go to the doctor. And that's when I had high blood pressure and I had high A1C. And the doctor told me to exercise more and eat less salt. That was her recommendation. And I was like, bitch, I'm training for America. You know, what do you want me to do?
Right.
And I don't, like, I'm not one of these that carries around a salt bottle and just salts everything that I eat. Like, I don't think you know what you're talking about. So that's when I was like, what do I do? And so this was probably in, let's say, the end of 2017. And then April of 2018, after straightening out my diet, I went back to the doctor And that's when my A1C went from 5.6 to 4.8 and my blood pressure was regulated, which I check at home. And then understanding where the numbers 120 over 80 actually coming from, you should never check your blood pressure by getting in your car right now and going to the doctor's office and saying, check my blood pressure. That reading should have no bearing in if you're healthy or not, or if you have high or low blood pressure. That is not how you check blood pressure. The way the 120 over 80 actually came about is sitting in a dark room by yourself for 20 minutes and then checking your blood pressure. And I don't know a single doctor's office that actually lets their patients do that.
No.
I mean, you're stressed, you're working, you got to be, you're late, you know, and then you all of a sudden check your blood pressure and shit, bitch, that's high. You need to take medication.
Right.
You know? And I was like, this is not right. So that's when I was like, I'm going to change my diet. I was working in a mattress store of all places. That's how I ended up in Nashville. A friend of mine said, hey, when I was in Birmingham doing construction, he's like, hey, what do you know about mattresses? I was like, nothing. Why? I knew what I was sleeping on was a piece of crap queen bed. And he was like, hey, what do you know about Nashville? I was like, even less. Why? And he's like,
in Tennessee.
You never see him go out of business, right? And we can get a franchise here in Birmingham and have the territorial rights for Nashville. I was like, sure, I can do what I'm doing in Birmingham. I can do it in Nashville and we can make it happen. And so that's how I ended up in Nashville in 2016. As we went through the housing crisis and construction in 08, 09, so is COVID to the retail business of 2020, 2021. So my partner and I, we just said, we're done. We borrowed a boatload of money from the federal government during the COVID loans. And so we just said, it's not coming back. And because everybody shifted from, you know, retail to buying it online, right? Especially during COVID, buying mattresses online, right? You just read about it, read the reviews. And so to make a long story short, I couldn't train for a marathon in a mattress store, which, I mean, it's hard to do, but I was working from 10 to 7, 5 days a week in a mattress store. I have two kids. I don't want to be gone all the time. Like, oh, I get home from work, daddy's got to go run on the treadmill for an hour.
Right.
You know, this made no sense. So literally I became leaner than when I was doing my Ironman events. And I just felt better than when I was doing all my training just by changing my diet.
Now, what'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you cut out?
Okay. Well, when you look at the standard American diet, it's a mix of carbs, proteins, and fats. Those are called macronutrients. And there's nothing in nature that exists with those three macronutrients. If you said, okay, in nature, find me something. A plant doesn't have fats, really. It has carbs and some protein. Animals have no carbs in them, right? So when you eat an animal, a steak, you're eating nothing but proteins and fats. Nothing in nature, except for very few things, have almost equal amounts of proteins, carbs, and fats. One is breast milk. So you look at either cow milk, dairy, or your wife's breast milk, or you look at nuts and seeds and that kind of thing. So what are nuts and seeds meant to do? Grow. What's breast milk meant to do? Grow. So when we're eating pizza, we're eating donuts, we're telling our body we're growing. You literally, like, you could not devise a worse diet on this planet than when you eat in the ratios that we do, these carbs, proteins, and fats. And usually, like, there's a huge disagreement on what creates satiety, right? Like a vegan will say, well, I'm just going to stuff myself with this gigantic bowl of salad, right? I'm just going to eat more and more salad. Whereas you try to eat a whole lot of steak, right? It's hard to do. It's hard to overeat steak. So what is satiety? Is it you're actually filling your stomach up, or you're reaching a level of protein that your body says, now I'm okay? And I think, because you have to have proteins and fats. You don't need a single carbohydrate. You don't need any sugar in your body. Through a process called gluconeogenesis, your liver produces all the sugar that it wants. You don't need to consume a single bit of it. There's essential amino acids, which are proteins. There are essential fatty acids, which are fats. So you have to eat proteins and fats to live. You cannot be a vegan without supplementing. So that's kind of, you know, are we talking about new age diet or diets that we had for one, you know, 2.5 million years? So I tend to look toward the past and, hey, if I was into the world happening, what would I do? I'm not going to go try to pick plants out of the ground because that plant's not going to grow back.
Right.
I have ducks in my backyard. I have 13 ducks. I live in on a 0.1 acre plot of land in Nashville, Tennessee. I have HOA dues that I pay, but luckily I have I have woods behind me, so I have a cage that I grow duck eggs every day.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So that is another. That's one. That's another. Besides kill the can, there is my autoimmune issue. And then there is my working out when I turned 40. That was a life-changing moment that I realized I had to fix my life. And
okay.
No, I can't do chicken eggs, but I can do duck eggs. And that was through a process of elimination. And like I posted on Instagram a picture of 30 duck eggs. That was over 3 days. Mm-hmm. I got 30 duck eggs. And if you think of a duck egg, it's bigger than a chicken egg. It's about 30% bigger. You get 180 calories in one duck egg. You do that times 30. So over 3 days, that's over 5,000 calories I got out of my backyard. And that's not just a one-time get. That's not like plants. That's got to grow back. This right. happens every 3 days.
Wow. That's crazy.
A load of calories that I'm getting out of my backyard. Some of the most nutrient, what they call dense. Right. So a honey bun's not very well. Honey bun is not very well. I'm just thinking of like a steak is nutrient dense. So it's like the amount of nutrients they get per weight like liver is very nutrient dense. Eggs are very nutrient dense. Whereas Doritos are not.
Sure.
You know,
so how many eggs are you eating a day?
It's tough to keep up with them right now.
Yeah.
The most I've eaten in one day are 10.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And I ate some chicken with that and like a sausage. And so okay. I probably consumed almost close to 3,000 calories that day. And I'm doing a 3-month carnivore challenge
okay.
starting January 1st. And, I actually gained a half a pound from January 1 to January 31st.
Right.
And if you zoom in, you can see that I did lean out a little bit. My workouts are getting better. They kind of went down at the beginning of the carnivore month, the carnivore experiment. And so they're getting better. So I'm not okay. saying it's for everybody. I'm going to get lab work done April 1st and just okay. see how bad my lipid numbers can be. I'm thinking they're probably going to be pretty bad, but
okay.
if I say bad, I think my LDL is going to be really high, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah. No, that's, I will be interested because I have, I mean, God, over the last several years, like I said, I mean, I've done more research, quote unquote, reading about good. Vegan diets, the potato diet, the carnivore diet, anything across the sun. I did a month on carnivore, I don't know, maybe a year ago and loved it and felt amazing. Yeah. And I really kind of think I just need to go back to that. And for me, and again, I know I've talked about it on the podcast, and it's an excuse. I will fully own it. But like the amount of drinking that I've done since the beginning of the pandemic is staggering. Almost written, rarely to excess, but almost every day in the, you know.
So you're drinking every day?
Almost. Yeah.
How much?
A drink, you know.
Hey, see, yeah. You can moderate. I can't moderate.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people that do drink.
Yeah.
I'm like, alcohol is a poison. The way yeah. your liver metabolizes certain things, when it encounters alcohol, it has to metabolize it first.
It's first, right? Yeah.
If you're eating anything, it's going to set it to the side and handle the alcohol because it's straight poison. It can't store it. It can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It's got to get rid of it. So what you're doing is honestly poisoning yourself every single day.
Yeah.
And so I tell people, I mean, if you're going to drink, do it once a month. get blasted. Right. I tell my parents this. They're almost 80 years old. I'm like, Dad, stop drinking every single day. Literally do it once a month and let your body rest to recover.
Yeah.
Clean itself out, you know, clean itself up. So that would be my advice, is how to drink. Yeah. I know it's hard and it's a, yeah, it's just a commitment. And
well, you know, so my wife has effectively stopped drinking, not because she drank a lot at all. In fact, she drank almost nothing, but like, you know, so we're both 47. And you know, as she's gotten older, she just can't, like, she'll drink a glass of wine and the next day, like, lose the entire day for like a massive headache. And again, it's not a hangover, but it's just, you know, I don't know if it's hormonal. I don't know if it, you know, whatever it is. And so, like, in fact, we just today, she, you know, we're going out to dinner tomorrow night to celebrate, Valentine's Day. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm not drinking it. I go, you know what? I'm kind of circling the drain on drinking myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah.
It was extremely hard because I grew up with alcohol in the family.
Yeah.
And my wife came at it from a different perspective. Her dad was an alcoholic and he suffered the consequences of that. And it was like every single day he would come home stammering drunk. And she would say, like, my mom would be yelling at him and I would be in my room scared. And this was my life. This was my childhood. Like, that's how I grew up with alcohol. And I'm like, well, I didn't. So I'm okay.
Right.
And I realized, after a while, it took a while for me to realize, like, I would rather drink and get blasted.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I did it.
Yeah.
I'm like numbing. Like I did it too often. I normally wouldn't drink every day because I'd be hungover the next day.
Right.
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 And so I would kind of the next night, maybe the next day, right? Or the day after that. Yeah, I'd be ready to go again. And I would just stay up at night.
So at this point you're in what, you're one third of the way through a 3-month carnivore challenge and you don't drink it either?
No. I'm not. Well, no drinking.
Okay.
I don't do, like I do sauces. So I do consume some I'm not, like my daughter and I will go out for a date tonight. We're going to go on our, Valentine's date. And we'll probably get a Buffalo Wild Wings because my daughter is more strict than I am on her diet. And the reason we do Buffalo Wild Wings, they cook their wings in beef tallow and not seed oil.
Yep.
And that's so that's a big thing for us, is trying to eliminate the seed oils and out of our diet because, So anyway, so they use beef tallow, and I'll get like sauce on half of mine and dry rub on the other half.
Okay.
So the sauce is going to have seed oils and that kind of thing. But you know what? It's not every single day, every single meal, that kind of thing. Like, I'm not eating yet. It's 1:45 here and I'm not eating yet. I'll eat before the dinner just so I'm not ravenous when I do eat tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll probably have like 6 eggs and maybe some meat to go along with it. And that'll be close to, 1200 calories probably.
Yeah. And so are you one meal a day typically? Are you intermittent fasting where you're skipping breakfast? What are you doing typically?
I've not eaten breakfast in forever. No,
okay.
I've given that up. I used to be a 3 meal a day every single, I'm talking probably till I was 40, till I realized, oh, wait a minute. I did a 7-day water only fast years ago. I'm talking when I first got into this health idea.
Yeah.
There's a doctor called Dr. Jason Fung. He's from Canada. Okay. He believes in fasting for especially extremely obese people that are metabolically sick, because clearly we have all this fat stored on our body. That is nothing but energy stored.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything else. We told our body by what we eat to store fat instead of burning fat. And I'll go into that on the podcast. But we've told our body to store all this fat. And fasting, you turn a switch on pretty quickly. Actually, it's within 3 hours of not eating, you're starting to go back into that fasting mode. And that's what your body is very efficient at, burning fat without eating. And so I'm like, you know what? I could lose some weight. So I'm going to do a 7-day water only fast. And that sucked. It was hard.
I was going to say, that can't be pleasant. Yeah.
I would be much ready to do a 7-day fast today than I was when I did it.
Yeah.
I was what they call fat adapted. Like right now, like I said, I'm not hungry. It's 1:45. I'm not eating. I'll kind of eat and then just get full. This is I guess satiety, it's a feeling that I don't think we truly understand what the feeling is like. Like if we go to a feast famine, you know, eating megafauna 10,000 years ago and just eating until you can't eat anymore.
Right.
And then you're going to go long periods of without eating, days, weeks, mm-hmm. you know, this is just what, how we lived, how we did it. And it's just that idea that, you know what, I do better eating maybe one meal a day or a compressed, what they call feeding window.
Yep.
Maybe a 6 hour to a 4 hour feeding window. And again, I gained weight.
Yeah.
But
how much, and then I'll let you go here. Cause I mean, we're almost at an hour. Cause you're super lean right now. How much weight did you lose? Like back when you started, you know, kind of fixing your diet and that kind of, cause if I remember correctly, you've been like working out for a long time. Like you were always active, okay, right?
I'm not a bodybuilder. I don't go to the gym. I have a gym at home. I can go in, I'll go into what exercises I do and why I do it. I follow a guy, what's his name? The P to E diet, Ted Naiman.
Okay.
He's a really ripped, good looking guy, doctor, but he explained like what exercises and why we do it. Like very slow. Like I do push-ups very slowly. I do pull-ups very slowly to get it through different type of muscle fibers to hit the ones that kind of build up. I want to build up. I don't want to go run on a treadmill. Those muscles that I'm working out when I run on a treadmill aren't doing anything. I want to build up the muscles that when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV are burning calories, right?
Yep.
That's what I want. So your question was, how much did I lose? I probably lost 10 pounds right when I started, and that was mainly due to water weight that I was storing. And there is, when you consume a high carbohydrate diet, it is the cells tend to hold on to more water weight when that happens.
Okay.
It's high salt, high carb diet. So when you reduce that, you dump a lot of water weight. And that's typically the weight that's lost on the keto diet. That happens really quickly. Within the first week to 2 weeks, you could lose 5 to 10 pounds pretty quick. You probably did that when you were carnivore.
Yeah.
I am almost as heavy as I've ever been right now. And I think I'm not doing a cut. I know a guy that's doing an 18 month raw milk, eggs, and ground beef diet. And
wow. He's bulking okay. up,
and then he's going to do a cut. And that is way too advanced for me. I'm not,
right.
I just want to be healthy. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not, yeah. He wants to do like a photo shoot and all this. I don't know. I may want to get into the chicken and rice and, you know, that kind of thing just to see what happens.
Sure.
So we'll right. see what happens.
So you're doing this what through March then?
Yeah. March 31st. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I know people that have done that are on over 10 years of carnivore because it's just that it works for them. Their autoimmune issues go away. They feel better and they just stick with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you put a gun to my head and say, I got to do this way of living forever. I mean, clearly I had 165 eggs, duck eggs in January.
Yeah.
That's over wow. 5 a day. So yeah, according to a cardiologist, I should be dead. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I'm almost dead. I don't know. Or maybe
no, I'm just well, I would bet you that like the your blood work is going to come back and it's going to be pretty damn good would be my guess. Your blood pressure will probably be down and like I'll you know.
Well, I do check my blood pressure at home. I do have a, yeah. I got one on Amazon, and there was a study just released by a low carb group, and they published it and it's legit. They actually reduce their LDL cholesterol when they're on a low carb diet. Okay. Like a carnivore diet.
Yeah.
They're checking their LDL. They reduced their LDL through eating Oreos. Had better results that way than if they took the best statin on the market.
Really? Wow.
So how healthy is lower LDL?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's all. Are you on a statin? Or are you on blood pressure medication? Or are you just...
I have a very low dose, blood pressure med. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I probably could be on one. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm perfect, but
yeah.
I mean,
well, I don't do New Year's resolutions, but this is going to be the year that like I get rid of this fucking quit weight for once and for, you know, I'm just done. Well, and here's the thing, right? It's like the older we get, the harder it is, right? You know, your body just doesn't bounce back the way it did. It reacts differently to food, to alcohol, to, you know, whatever it is. And just in the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've really started to notice, again, not hungover, but just like how shitty I feel. Jared, oh Christ, what's his screen name? Another admin, MN engineer. He and I have had several conversations over the years about alcohol and food and that kind of stuff. Dude, I'm pumped for your podcast. I can't wait to listen to it. I'm pumped.
Yeah, something to think about though, Greg. There is, you can look it up. It's called a fat threshold.
Okay.
Does it exist? Does it not? I clearly reached a point in my life that I was getting metabolically sick with a high A1C. I was pre-diabetic. What the crap? Why was I pre-diabetic? I had high blood pressure. So continuing on that trajectory, I was going to be on medication.
Yeah.
Right. You clearly, so what I'm saying is when I was at that weight, I was at, and when I was 48 years ago, to get fatter for me was I was going to get sick.
Right.
So I cannot get fatter unless I wanted to get want now if I want to get sick.
Right. So
everybody has a point at which their cells just have enough. And we're going to start getting high blood pressure. We're going to start, you know, holding on to more weight. We're going to, you know, be more bloated. You know, things are going to start misfiring. So that is where, 80%, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or whatever it was, 80% are overweight and obese in this country.
Yeah, it's scary.
We are all reaching that threshold, unfortunately, and going off into that way. So maybe you've reached the threshold, you know, your own threshold.
Right.
Is there some people, there are those outliers that can be fat and be metabolically, the blood work looks fabulous.
Right.
It's possible, but it's not likely it's you or I. So.
No, I agree. All right, my friend. Well, hey, this has been awesome. I'm pumped that we actually got to talk for the first time in so many years.
I know we need to go, but the migration from the website to Discord.
Yes. Yeah.
I love Discord. Just because I'm used to it and I'm fine with it. I enjoyed when I first quit. I think the website is better just because I
can,
because I use Discord on my phone, but I use the website clearly on my laptop. Yep. Right.
It's good feedback, and it's funny. So what we've been primarily on Discord now for, I don't know, it's been over, is it 2 years? It might be 2 years.
The website exists, right?
It does. Still? It does. Yeah. So you still got the main site, www. Then you've got the forums, which are ktcforum.org, and then you've got Discord. And part of the reason that we made that switch to go to primarily to Discord was, to your point, was the mobile, right? Because everybody's looking at it on their phone. And the reality is the forums that we have are just not very mobile friendly. I mean, they're just not. In fact, it's funny. Sam and I were talking not too terribly long ago about, hey, maybe it's time to not jettison Discord, because I love Discord as well, but go to find a more mobile friendly version of our forums. Because I'm like you, I loved the forums back in the day because you could see it, you know,
What do the numbers look like as far as new people in the new quit groups? Because I was in 2013. You knew 80 people.
Yeah.
Are there 80 people in the Discord
quit groups? You know, I'd have to go back. No, probably not that big. But it's probably, and that's one of the things that I actually dislike about Discord is, since I don't own that platform, I've got a lot less visibility into, like, you know, metrics and those kind of things. But it's probably, you know, the newer groups are probably 40 or 50 though.
That's,
you know, they're
good.
You know, they're in that, yeah, they're in that range.
And they found us on Discord, or how did they find?
They find, yeah. So they find us. It's a good question. I've actually never asked that question, but all of the links that, like, it, when I'm posting content on, whether it's on social media or on the main site or whatever, I will link to the Discord server. You can go and you could just find the Discord server as well if you're actually on Discord looking for another server. That's a good question, though. I actually have not asked that question. Like, how do you find us? I would imagine, though, most people find us via the website or via via the forums and then make their way to Discord.
Yeah, because I was typically at that age when I was 2013, 2014, drinking at night and watching the web, looking at my laptop or desktop and just cruising the forums.
Yeah.
So, and I was first quit, you know?
Yep.
That's how, that's my memory. So I don't know how it is looking at my phone when I'm waking out, you know, panicking.
Right.
I don't know how it would work. So.
Yeah. So there is, I don't know if you've seen, there is a, we do have a, I guess it's a thread on Discord called Urgent Now. And it's so, like, if you need, you know, if you're really white knuckling and you need to talk to somebody right now, you post, and then it's pretty effective. Like, you'll see if somebody posts in there within minutes, you'll get, you know, 24 hours a day, you'll get people jumping in there and being, hey man, you know, let's talk, you know, talk it out, that, which is the exact reason that that thread is there for sure.
I like it. Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, hey, keep me posted on Podbean. Like, let me know what you need. I'm happy to help. I've already subscribed, and let me know when you put it out. I'm happy to amplify the, you know, that reach and get it out to as many people as we can.
We need it. It's not just me, it's you. Once you realize, hey, this is what I need to do, it works for me, but everybody should be looking out for their health. Because clearly, when you realize $1 in $5 the federal government spends right now is on chronic disease control, and it's about to be 40% of our federal budget spent on, it's not border, it's not trans, it's not wars,
right?
It's chronic disease. That it's is disease. The number one problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Time to tackle that, brother. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya. All right. Bye. All right,
later, bro. Bye.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.